Blog Talk Radio.
Drugs. So, is
because what they do is
they get you, say you get hung out on crack cocaine or whatever, whatever, then they put you on a heavy prescription drug to take it straight. And so basically all you did was just change your drug dealer.
Well, even if you were never on that, and you just, after listening to several stories this week of people saying, I had an injury, I had an accident, they immediately prescribed this, and that was worse than all of the issues I dealt with. And I think that if you was not, you know, if you wasn't a seasoned dope head and your brain ain't used to being on a tilt or a bent through street drug use, it's going to have even a harder time adapting and dealing with highly addictive and made properly prescribed opioids and narcotics.
Exactly.
See, the problem with those is that they were made, you know, by catalog to order, you know, perfectly. So they, you know, it ain't no guesswork when you get a prescription for Percocet. You know that it's going to take you down. You know Vicodin is going to do what it's going to do. You know, I remember when I was having a lot of dental issues, I could not even do that Tylenol Codeine 3. That was too much for me.
Well, you know, to me, well, it's a big Tylenol 3 with the codeine, but it does me is back me up. You know, that's just what it does. I mean, it's not a good drug, put it like that.
What you mean?
A lot of people complain.
What you mean back up?
A lot of people don't like it, and so.
What you mean back up your intestines? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it backs you up. It constipates you.
Oh well, all of that shit does. All that shit does.
Then you want to take all the water out of the system.
Yeah. All that.
You can't even drink enough water to contain it.
Yeah. Even some store-bought stuff will get you there if you are dealing with, you know, even after I fell off my bike a couple of months ago, I was in severe pain. I didn't know how that was going to go. But even the prescription, the 12-hour Aleve, and then I had this other painkiller. This is all over the counter. Too much, man. I lost my thirst, and then I couldn't use the bathroom right. Things weren't moving. I lost my thirst. I lost my appetite. And then when I did eat, I think I went 48 hours and I did not even go to the restroom for number two.
Yeah, and that's what it does. It complicates you, dries you out, and that can lead into other issues as far as your kidneys, your liver, because you don't have enough water in your system. Those systems too shut down first. So
exactly.
Me, I don't mess with none of that stuff. I'm going to roll up a good breathing first and just make sure it's a heavy hitter and go to sleep.
Well, you know, I figured that out about me years ago too, is that I do much better on marijuana than any of it. I don't even like aspirin. So if I can't do it, fix it through some other means and some other issues, I probably...
It's just like when my doctor, when I talked to my doctor about my family pains that I have, he was like, yeah, I can prescribe you a heavy narcotic, but I don't think that's going to help you. And I told him, I said, it doesn't help. That's why I'm here. And then he goes, well, there's other things that you could possibly try that will help pain relief. And then he looked at me, and I smiled, and he smiled. I said, okay, I get it. You can't tell me to use it, but you were suggesting that I should go out of here and go over the upper building.
Yeah, because any doctor has to study the negative effects of marijuana, as well as positive effects for when it's appropriately prescribed prior to the influx of medical marijuana. You could still get Marinol. You could still get a prescription for pharmaceutical-grade marijuana. I think back then only the feds were producing it. And you could get that prescription, and you could get a tincture even prior to medical marijuana in California, which was the first state. So that makes sense. Doctors know. Now, what is going to come of the situation with this George Zimmerman trying to throw a monkey wrench into the game by trying to defeat Hillary by raising money to sell the gun that he killed Trayvon Martin with. What is going to come of this?
I think that what's coming of it is that if we don't keep bodyguards on him or keep his gun for me on his right, he's going to catch a bullet.
Yeah.
And it might not be from who you think it should be. You know, it might not be from the black people. It might be from his own kind. You know, you have to cross the boundary. You're not just making it hard on yourself, but you're making it hard on others.
Black Lives Matter has a high-end component of white aficionado that helps set it up. So, I mean, it's just like the ELF.
But if you look back to the years we got abolition, those are all white.
Oh, and they used to hang motherfuckers like it wasn't nothing. I mean, white folks.
So,
they were shooting white folks.
If you do that, if you don't situation, when it comes down to that. So today it's playing the same way. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. We don't have a law to put in place for us.
But this fool also talking about he gonna use the funds to defeat Hillary Clinton. Now he done got himself way out there, bruh. Because
you remember when we talked about everybody having a protest?
Yeah, 15.
Everybody had a protest, but now we literally had a protest.
15 seconds, 15 minutes of fame. Trying to stay in the limelight, way out of place, out of bounds, no boundaries. You need to mind your own business and thank God that you haven't been locked up or hurt by now. But at the rate you're going, I think that it's also reflective of several things. It's overt racism, overt disrespect to the law and the family and the life of Trayvon Martin. But it also is like, you know, it's got that O.J. effect. After it was all said and done, didn't we all get tired of Mr. Goldberg or Senior running his mouth or what his name?
We got tired of him all because it took so long for him to get to his end.
Yeah.
And even dealing with Mr. O.J.,
you got tired of him too.
We should have got hip-hop. When we were free, we should have stayed free. We should have disappeared. We might have been able to go to some little island in the Caribbean and look like a king, which you are. But no, we chose to stay and do some stupid shit and get caught up even more.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like that the way this is going in Florida, George Zimmerman is going to catch himself up and hoist himself by his own petard. And
what's going to happen, what's going to be funny is that the same way he took out
I see what you're saying.
Somebody's going to come up and go, oh, I thought he had a gun. Looks like he's reached for a gun. That gun fell in first.
Apparently, they just passed the law somewhere in the Midwest. I don't know what state it was, but they did pass mandatory right to carry without any additional permitting and a right to own, a right to carry concealed. No, you don't need no classes, no nothing. And it was funny to me because
I wonder if that was in Texas.
No, it wasn't in Texas.
In Texas, that money got a lot of passed like that.
It wasn't.
Have any additional paperwork to conceal their weapons.
No, it was not Texas. I know about Texas, but it was somewhere in the Midwest. I'll find out between now and Tuesday. But the interesting thing is that one of the local politicians is a gun rights advocate who is African American, and I just found it interesting because he said, well, I am pro Second Amendment, but I am not pro this law because it also invites the opportunity for people to do like George Zimmerman and just assume that this party or that party. And so I immediately thought, it also gives you the right to take George Zimmerman down. Yeah, you reap what you sow. Now, we ain't out here advocating that they kill the dude.
What I'm saying is, your actions denote other actions for happening. So if you out here through something foul, guess what? Something foul is going to happen too. And I think for him selling the gun or posting the gun to sell it, I think that he's in bad financial shape. You know what I'm saying? He needs help. So what all the other help could he get? Well, I put the gun up for a bid and see what I can get off of it. He's hurting financially. He can't write no books. He can't get rid of the other things that other people will do to maintain and keep money. He's not going to get a job anywhere because most people don't want to be associated with what happened.
Yeah.
If you get him on your workforce, you associate yourself with that aspect. You don't want that kind of publicity. So he's really just out there dangling in the wind. He's really standing on his own island.
Yeah, I think even if you were the most borderline racist police chief and the most conservative area in the nation, you still wouldn't want to invite that type of officer into your force because he's going to make it damn difficult for everybody else. And so,
exactly.
Further.
So he's just really out of New Year's land. His pockets are getting short, so they estimated that he was 100,000 for his gun.
No, bro, the last bid was at 65 million. It was at 6 million when I did the show yesterday, Real Talk, Real Politics, and it was at 65 million. But those might have been fake bids because they were responded to by people like Racist for America type thing. You know what I'm saying? They didn't look like real bids. Furthermore, the person that buys it, unless he's gonna just take it out of the system and destroy it and make a public statement by doing that and actually spend a few million to do that. I mean, who's got, unless you are way up there and just won Powerball like Smith family in New York or New Jersey, you ain't got an extra 2, 3, 6, 7 million just to be throwing around, do you? The person that actually purchases that, he's going to have his type of issues that George Zimmerman is going to have for selling.
Exactly. It's a poison well.
Yeah, it's a poison well situation and a poison field. Sometimes people need to just go on about their business and disappear out the limelight because that limelight should ignite will always get you re-caught up with your own self. Okay? Okay, if you would just follow common sense and leave the people that don't like you alone, you won't have anything. Well, obviously, and you're talking about Zimmerman having financial issues. I say if he has any issues, he has a psychological and emotional breakdown issue because anybody with any type of value structure would not want to go back down this path unless you are George Zimmerman or O.J. Simpson. And the only thing they both have in common is George Zimmerman is actually Hispanic, so they're both minorities. You know, what's wrong with the black and brown folks? Are we not getting it? Are we just that slow? Or do we just don't care?
I don't think it's that we don't get it, because some of us get it. I think that a lot of us just don't care.
Yeah, it's the not caring that gets you caught up. And I'm gonna suggest, too, it's also a certain dumbness. Now, we're going to switch real quick wide. I love the fact that Serena Williams is a balling-ass tennis player. But what would possess you to eat dog food and then post the shit off and then tell us you got sick because it was dog food?
Well, I just don't say this.
Do you eat your dog food?
No, I don't.
You don't eat it unless it's table scraps that y'all made?
Right, yeah. It ain't table scraps. No.
Having pledged a couple of fraternities, quite a few myself, I can tell you firsthand that dog food tastes like bullshit, okay? I've had to go there so I could cross those burning sands. Now, Serena said that the reason she did it is because whatever she bought out of the top-end, high-end hotel menu did not look as good as what she bought off the dog menu. They have a dog chef menu too at that hotel in Europe. Well, she got the dog food that it looked better, so she was going to give it a taste. I just think that the 15 minutes of fame and the toasting and the over-splitting, people are just ignorant, bro. Okay? People are just getting to the point where you reflect. To me, as I listened to her and I watched her, I was like, she's a damn good tennis player, but you might be daft out. You know what daft out there?
Well, what I think is, just like what you're saying is, she's a good tennis player. She's spoken to a lot of students on playing tennis. I mean, from the time that they've been children, from now, all she knows is tennis. So, you're going to have plenty of relationships. You're going to do things that aren't necessarily accepted. And you're just going to be on the wild, man, because you got all that money.
That's why we say daft out or daft. Do you know what daft means?
No, good.
Dumb as fuck. Next topic, Donald Trump. See that transition there? See, that was studio quality, Hamilton. See that? You see how I did that? That was ABC level. That was CNN anchor level. Okay? All right, Bob, back to you. All right, Donald Trump said that Americans, I'm not giving you my tax return until my audit's over. Although the IRS said that we don't have nothing to do with him releasing his tax returns. He's releasing the ones we're looking at. And so Hillary Clinton just went full shug on that ass. Oh, we going to get them tax returns, son. Did you see that? That was what?
Well,
we ain't got them all. We ain't got all the emails. We ain't got all of the...
You got all the pertinent emails. You got all the pertinent ones that she was going to give you. So, basically, we're going out the door on that.
What?
A lot of people don't want Donald to be president.
I know that. Everybody knows that. But a lot of people don't want Hillary Clinton to be president. So all you got is white people behaving badly. Stabbing each other in the back. And I said this yesterday on Real Talk with Politics, that this is going to be the nastiest thing we've ever seen on either side. And now you got this tape from the 90s of Donald Trump seemingly posing as his own assistant and just popping his mouth about all his women and all his money and all his game as if he is, I can't even think of a rapper that he's Jay-Z. You like that transition, Hamlin? I did it again! Oh! Mic drop. So what is it? Well, I mean, are they taking us for just idiots? You got to release your tax return. Well, you don't have to. There's no law that says you don't. And the commentator said, well, all the presidents in the last election since 76 have. And the president prior to 76 was Tricky Dick. So, of course, this is why you got to do this now, because of Tricky Dick. You know who Tricky Dick is?
Right.
A lot of young folk don't know who Tricky Dick is. Tell them who Tricky Dick is.
You're a criminal.
I am not a criminal. Who is Tricky Dick, DRX?
Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon, who installed his own social media in the White House to record himself breaking laws, to which he ended up losing his job by. Well, what kind of foolishness is this?
It's the same thing we do with social media today. A lot of people are losing their jobs because they come from the city on social media and they don't know that their jobs are working in the background and see it. And when you come in on Monday morning happy that you got a job and find out you don't have a job.
Let me ask you this, because I just had this insight in my brain. Would it be wiser for Hillary Clinton to abandon this tweet wars and Facebook, Snapchat, and just get down to the nitty-gritty about
his lack of policy, his bravado with the women and running his mouth and all. Just focus, focus. She doesn't seem to be laser focused. She has more focus for Bernie, who can't win, than she does for Donald, who might win.
Well, put it like this. We're not sure if Bernie can win. You see what I'm saying? Because he don't win the nomination, doesn't mean that he can't be written in on the ballot.
Ah, the write-in candidate.
Right. So,
can you
just have to be careful? Just because there's some of them places that were real close in London, it's easy to say, you know what? Hell with it. We're going to write Barry in. And it couldn't win that way.
So, if at the last minute, let me give you a scenario. Last minute, it all goes bad for Donald Trump at the convention, and the contesting that Sanders is doing eventually moves into, well, hell, I'm going independent. And he gets out there before Trump. I mean,
right.
He could actually throw a wrench in both sides, on the Republican side and the Democratic side. Is that possible?
Sure. Well, the president's already in turmoil as it is. I mean, Democrats in turmoil, the Republicans in turmoil, the parties will never be the same again. And so right now, anything could happen. It's like right now, it's the greatest circus in the world. We don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, it is the greatest circus in the world. And let's move on to the next topic. Anything can happen. Is it likely that Oklahoma State will win the NBA Finals or win the next series if they have to see, who are they going to have to see if Golden State gets to the point where they need to be?
Golden State, that's what they're going to run into. Well, I don't think they can beat Golden State. Really, I didn't really think that the Thunder could beat the Spurs, being that it's 2-5. You know what I'm saying? And what I saw in that game, that series, was the Tim Duncan was a little wary, a little old. What I saw was the aging Herb Parker, you know, who couldn't score when he wanted to score like he normally would. He was doing the thing, put up that little 5-10 foot floater and make nothing. He couldn't hit anything. He couldn't keep up with Russell. I just think it was, you know, it was a bad situation for them, being their old and sort of injured going into that bad spot. Again, they got two of the best and five greatest top players right now. They got two of them.
Okay, let's move on to the East. Will Dwayne Wade get revenge on LeBron?
If they get past
Toronto,
because on any given night, LeBron can will himself to a win. You got Kyrie Irving, and you got Love, and you got a decent pitch. So on the Chiefs side of things, not so much. And what the Cavs are really hoping on is that they go to a 20-game series on the West Coast. Because I need you a little bit tired when I play you. Because I'm going to be rested. Whoever I'm going to play, I'm going to buzz too, he do, so we can get rested.
Will Miami get past Toronto? I mean, this is coming down to the wire.
I think Miami will win that.
Okay, that's interesting to note as we run out of time, folks. This is real talk, real politics, real game, real life, real thinking, real GRX, real Marty Marr, real everything, real Herb, real Blunts, real Keith. What else?
That's real.
Real. All right, then. Let's find some real music, and I'll talk to you in a minute, GRX. We're out.
I'm gonna make that motherfucker.